Good morning. Some words from the opening of Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high? Lord, we come this morning knowing that there is none like you. You reign over all creation, and this morning we celebrate your goodness to us and come into your presence to praise and worship you. We can sing of our Redeemer and the God who saves us. Thank you for Jesus for loving us eternally. We praise your name this morning. Come and inhabit our worship. We ask this in your name. Amen. Let's stand and sing our first hymn this morning. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. please be seated. Annalise is coming now to share some prayers with us, and I think in a slightly different way this morning.
Okay, so yeah, as Nick has said, praying a little bit differently today. So we're going to say three prayers, and first of all, my willing volunteers are going to bring you all a marble. So there'll be a pause while they do that. You all need a marble. Yeah, maybe not. Try not to drop them. Bang, bang, bang. They'll all roll to the front. Sorry, Zoomers. You'll have to pretend. Okay, so the marble. I want you to take the marble home with you, put it in your pocket, and use it this week as a reminder to say prayers for our world. Let us pray. Father God, we cry out to you to intervene in those situations around the world that we can do little about. We see images of communities being destroyed by fire, by war, by flood, by drought, by persecution. You gave us a perfect world. We are sorry for the part we have played in its destruction, for those times when we have wasted precious resources, stood by and watched as others have damaged our world. Father, forgive us and guide us in the things we should be doing to look after your world. Father, we ask you to bring peace and comfort to those in need. Many around the world have nothing or have lost everything through no fault of their own. Help us to be outward looking and do all we can to reflect your love and grace on those who need our help and support. Father, we ask you to intervene, to hear our prayers for those around the world who are suffering today. And now in the quiet, we pray for those situations around the world that are on our hearts and minds today. Father God, hear our prayers. Amen. Okay, so your next job, it's interactive today. You're going to be given a heart. I'm going to give you time to write on the heart a situation or the name of someone that you know needs prayer this week. If you want to start handing them out, that'd be great. Thank you. It might be you, so don't feel you can't write your own name on there. Once you have done it, we'll collect them all in. I will pray. And then as you leave this morning, the bowl will be by the front door. Can I encourage you to take one of the hearts out of the bowl and pray for the person or the situation on it? Any hearts that are left, but there shouldn't be if we all write on one and all take one, but any hearts that are left will be prayed for in Tuesday prayers or by a deacon. So rest assured, all prayers will be said. So I'll leave you a few minutes to write on the hearts and then we can collect them in. There are pencils and things around if you need them. when you're ready, if you can collect them in on your side. Okay. It's making you all think today. So they'll be collected off you. And they'll be at the front. So when you leave, if you could just take one and then pray for that person or that situation this week, that would be great. Let us pray. Father God, we know that you hear our prayers. You long for us to bring everything to you in prayer. We know you don't need chapter and verse because you already know the things of our hearts. Father, today I bring all the names and situations written on these hearts to you. I pray that you will bring comfort to those who need it, that you will bring healing, that you will bring peace, that you will stir the hearts who reach out to you in times of need. We give thanks to you for answered prayer. Father God, for the situations written down and for those on our minds, we place them all in your hands. We know that you have a plan for all of us. Help us to trust in you. Help us to listen to you. Help us to pray to you, knowing that you hear us. Give us patience to wait on you, courage to know that you have our best interests at heart, and help us to remember prayers are answered in your time, Lord, not ours. So now in the quiet, we lift those people and situations to you, Lord. Father God, hear our prayers. Amen. Okay, so finally, you're going to be given a paperclip. I'm hoping I have enough for everybody. Maybe to start with if one per household, and then if there's any spare at the end, because I think we're all right, but go for it. There's more upstairs. You've got spares, haven't you? They're special paperclips. Okay, if you weren't handed one, there may be some spares. I think Simon might be giving out some extras. These paper clips are in the shape of a cross. I'd like you to use it as a bookmark, carry it with you, stick it on the fridge. But whenever you see it, use it to remember that God loves you. He sent his son Jesus to teach us, to die for us, so that we may be forgiven and have eternal life. When we pray, we often forget to give thanks to God. He answers our prayers, he provides, he forgives, he listens, he heals, he comforts, and he brings peace. We need to take time now to give thanks to God for his blessings to us. Let us pray. Father God, thank you. We don't say it enough. When we pray, we often bring a shopping list or fill our prayers with all the problems of this world. But Father, thank you for your blessings to us, your children. Thank you for all that you provide for us daily. Thank you for forgiving us when we do or say the wrong thing. Thank you for walking with us every day. Father, you are a great and powerful God, and nothing is impossible for you. Thank you that we can talk to you and that you hear us. Father God, hear our prayers. Amen. And to end our prayer time, let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We're going to continue our worship this morning by singing a couple of songs. Feel free to stand or sit as you sing. And let's just come to a time of worship together as we sing. Our first song, Over All the Earth, You Reign on High. Thanks, guys.
Over all the earth, you reign on high. Every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But my one request, Lord, my only of your mighty love. everywhere, all the way I am, never seems to worship you. Shout to the Lord of the earth and the sea, power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower and refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord of the earth, let us sing, power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing with joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Shout to the Lord of the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have.
Lord, as we come to this last song, this beautiful song, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will strip away all the things, Lord, that worry us, all our fears, Lord, all our anxieties. We just pray, Lord, that you be with us now, and we sing this song, Lord, as a prayer.
When the music fades, and all is stripped away, and I'm simply gone, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, for the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it, when it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless words, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. search much deeper within. For the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship and solitude, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it, but it's all about you. All about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
Youngsters are going to go to their group, and we pray that God will bless them as they share Jesus there. We're going to continue to share Jesus in here.
One day Jesus got into a boat with his disciples and said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." And as they were sailing, he fell asleep.
Where is your faith?
The story from Mark chapter 4. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and waves obey him." And the question this morning is a simple one. Who is this man? Who is this Jesus character that we read about, in our Bibles. The disciples at this point in the story seemingly having no clue. They may have thought they were just getting to know this man as they've seen some of the things that he's done. But then this. So we see here, under the instruction of Jesus, that they're trying to cross the lake. A lake, Galilee, that was well known for sudden storms, situated as it was about 700 feet below sea level and surrounded by mountainous and deep ravines. Cold air was prone to sweep down the ravines and whip up the seas in a very short time. Now you would have expected the disciples to have gone prepared. I mean, some of them were fishermen who'd sailed this lake for a living. So they should have at least expected that a storm was a possibility. But of course they didn't have anything like the BBC Radio 4 shipping forecast to go by. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Galilee, southeast, gale 8 to storm 10, veering east, severe gale 9 to violent storm 11, rain then squally showers, poor becoming moderate. If they'd heard something like this, then they might have advised Jesus that it would have probably been best to set sail in the morning. Jesus, haven't you heard the forecast? There's a storm coming. We can't possibly go now. And I guess if Jesus had heard that, we would have heard him say slightly earlier than we do in the actual story itself, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" But we see them here in the boat. Jesus sleeping in the back with his head on a cushion and them taking on water. We're told it was a fierce storm with high waves. And in Matthew's account, he uses the Greek word seismos, where we get our word seismology, to describe the storm, literally translated as a shaking, as in an earthquake. So you get the sense here that the boat was being pounded by the waves, a storm so fierce that no amount of preparation before sailing would have been sufficient to ensure safety. Severe gale 9 to violent storm 11. Don't go. It's not worth the risk. But wait a minute. They'd headed out under the instructions of Jesus, and he was actually in the boat. So no worries. It'll be all right. They can't drown. Is that what they thought? Not a bit of it. Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown? The situation had gotten on top of them. And even with Jesus in the boat, they could see no way out other than drowning. Who is this Jesus? Silence. Be still. Jesus demonstrating that he had command over nature itself, the very things he created. The Creator God showing his power. And we quickly move from a situation of peril and severe battering to one of calm and stillness. Be still and know that I am God, penned the psalmist. Those disciples on the boat saw again in that instance the miracle-working Jesus as he came to seek and to save the lost. And this morning I wonder, is Jesus saying to you, be still, just stop for a minute, put down that thing that you're holding so close and know that I am indeed God? Something to ponder. And as we consider this question, who is this man? And if we read the first few chapters of Mark before we get to the story, and we take that as the chronological order of Jesus and his disciples' movements, then we see even before this event of Jesus calming the storm, something of who this man was. Jesus said lots to lots of people in the first three chapters of Mark. Who is this Jesus? Be quiet. Come out of the man. Jesus showing here that he had authority. And he was interrupted, of course, in this story by a man possessed as he taught in the synagogues in Capernaum. And of course, the evil spirit who was in this man had no illusion of who this Jesus was. I know who you are, the evil spirit said, the Holy One of God. And you know, there is nothing in your life that Jesus cannot sort and put right. His authority is absolute and irrefutable, and his word can be trusted. Who is this Jesus? I am willing. Be healed, he said. There was no one Jesus wouldn't touch. He held the leper. Probably the first time in a very long time that the leper had felt the touch of another human hand. Jesus didn't give the leper a wide berth, hurrying by so as not to get too close. He didn't make a fast retreat when the leper fell at his feet. Filled with compassion, Jesus was willing and able to heal. And today, this Jesus is still compassionate and full of love towards you. He can make you and I clean. He is willing to hold on to you this morning, just as you are. When you and I fall at his feet, he won't turn aside. He won't step over you as though you weren't there. Jesus can touch your life this morning and provide that healing. Who is this Jesus? Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home. Remember the story? Those friends that brought the man who couldn't walk to Jesus, couldn't get in the home because of the crowds as he was teaching. So what did they do? They stripped the roof apart and they lowered him to Jesus. And you can come to Jesus flat on your back, but he can stand you up on your feet again. You can go home rejoicing this morning. Who is this Jesus? Hold out your hand. The deformity gone. Here, Jesus healing on the Sabbath, a day in Jewish law where work was not permitted. Jesus saves and restores on any day of the week and at any time of the day. He didn't say to the man, sorry, come back tomorrow. I can't heal you today, it's my day off. Be assured, folks, that if you hold on to the hand that Jesus offers to you, and you stretch out your hand, he will not only take it, but ensure you are transformed and made anew in him. He is Lord, even over the Sabbath. Just four or five stories from the opening three chapters of Mark, which gives us some indication of who this Jesus is. But what of others? What did others say in the Bible as they encountered Jesus in those few years in which he was ministering? What did they say about him? Do you remember the Samaritan woman? I love this. Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. This prearranged visit, Jesus sitting at the well, tired and exhausted from the journey, waiting, knowing that this woman was going to arrive. And arrive she did. and the course of the conversation. Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. This Jesus knows all about you, and he knows all about me. There is nothing hidden from him. He knew your beginning, and he knows your ending, and everything in between. A woman that not only encountered Jesus for herself, but then went on to be the catalyst for many others in her village to experience what Jesus had to offer. And I wonder, has Jesus changed you enough for you to be the spark in your street who tells neighbours that there is a God who loves them and wants to get to know them? Are you the one excited enough to say, come and hear about a Jesus who can transform lives? Inviting them maybe to warm welcome space or a nurture group or building blocks or one of the other things that go on in this building throughout the week. And of course we see God himself saying, you are my dearly loved son, and you bring me great joy. Who is this Jesus? Man, yes, but also God. Hear that voice from heaven as John baptizes Jesus in the river, expressing the wonder of the incarnation. Jesus being the God-man, totally human and yet totally divine. We have a beautiful image here of a loving God looking at his child with great joy. And those of us that have got children, how often have we looked at our children and smiled with joy at the joy that they bring into our lives? And God delights in us also. What was true for the children of Israel, we can apply to our lives too. For the Lord your God is living among you, we find in Zephaniah. He is a mighty Saviour. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. Isn't that amazing? That God sings over you and joys over you. And when he looks at you, just as he looked at Jesus, he smiles because he loves you. How about the thief on the cross? This man hasn't done anything wrong. Jesus crucified, dying to bridge that gap, as Peter put it last week. Only the sacrifice of the Son of God ensures your salvation and ensures my salvation. He didn't deserve death. Even Pilate knew that. But die he did, was buried and rose again. The thief on the cross dying and given assurance of a place with Jesus in paradise. The same assurance Jesus offers to you and me this morning. And as if all that isn't enough, we also get Jesus himself telling us a little of who he is. And in John's Gospel are recorded 7 I ams. And I've just picked 3 this morning, and I could have picked any 3. Jesus saying, I am the bread of life. We can come to Jesus with a hunger and thirst for that thing which is missing in our lives. Maybe having tried to fill the gap with all sorts of things which don't last. And Jesus fills us to overflowing with his love if we simply believe in him. He sustains us through all the storms of life if we will let him. He teaches and nourishes us, and it is in him and him alone that is able to fill that spiritual hole that is within each of us. Jesus also said, I am the good shepherd. just like a shepherd would sacrifice his life for his sheep. Here Jesus telling us that he lays down his very life to save us. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We've left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. Jesus knows us by name and wants to offer us protection and guidance. Can you say with King David this morning, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need"? Jesus also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And no matter what you go through, what you're going through, what you will go through, Jesus can show you the way this morning. He's preparing a place in heaven, especially for you and I. One day, it will be ready. And each of us will be given the keys to a new life. And we'll be in the presence of Jesus himself. He is the source of all truth. And we can trust in his word. He is the giver of eternal life. So, I ask you the question this morning. Who is this man? There's another "I am" recorded in John. "I tell you the truth, before Abraham was even born, I am." He is the I am. That name given to God on Mount Sinai. Creator of all. Jesus' life spans from before creation, sweeps beyond the present, and exists into eternity. He is everything. King of all kings and Lord of all lords. And there are not enough words in existence to begin to even describe who Jesus actually is. And this morning, you might be sailing serenely over the waters of life, or you might be feeling that your boat is traveling a storm and filling with water. But let me tell you this. No matter how you are traveling, just ensure that you have Jesus in the boat with you. Who is this Jesus? He's my friend and he's my saviour. And I trust he is yours also. Heavenly Father, as we just think this morning of who you are, we have no words. You are indescribable. You are everything. You are the I am. And you're also the one who loves us. The one who looks at us and smiles. The one that holds out his hands and says, "Come on, take my hands. We can walk this journey together." Thank you, Jesus, that you want to be in the boat with us. Thank you that you are my friend and you are my saviour. Amen. We're going to finish our time this morning by singing this wonderful hymn. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess him, King of glory now. Can you stand this morning and confess Jesus as your own Lord and Saviour? Let's stand and sing together. Thank you, Brian. Let the message about Christ, in all its richness, fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. And so may Father, Son, and Holy Spirit remain with you now and always. Amen.